Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to try to connect with Big Wave Dave. Also, our dive buddy Mark from back in the day is at a Trump rally in Orlando, Florida, or actually Melbourne, east coast of Florida today. And he is over there in an attempt to make America dive again. So he's over there representing diving at the big Trump rally. That's I believe it starts at 5 o'clock Eastern time. So he's getting ready for that. We're going to try to connect with him and see what kind of ruckus he can create over there for the diving world. Why not jump on that bandwagon and milk it for all it's worth? All right. Also, if that weren't enough, Casey is on the phone with us from the Tobacco Hut. Casey, how you doing, buddy?
Greg, hey, I'm glad you're there, buddy, because I wish I was there.
Well, hey, next week, you're going to join us. You have to, because you are on a mermaid rum run, and you're supposed to bring the rum over for our big throwdown at Seminole Scuba next Saturday night.
Yeah, it was a terrible accident with the rum, though.
What?
I think a bottle might have broken open.
No.
I tried to salvage what I could, but you know how that works. It was purely an accident.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I gave you a mission. So I think you're joking. I hope you're joking. That stuff is magic because, you know, as much as you drink, it just magically refills. The bottles
refill. I know. I was out, and some little blonde lady and her husband just dropped off four bottles.
Yeah. It is a magical concoction, mermaid rum. Check it out. Just Google it online. I think it's mermaidrum.com.
Yeah.
Make it over at WikiWashi. But we're going to have some at the Seminole Scuba thing next
it's good
week.
Good stuff, too. Everybody should have some.
Yes. Well, the people that join us next Saturday night, 6 to 10, at Seminole Scuba in on the north side of Orlando, might be able to have that opportunity. And if that weren't enough, there's rumors of us bringing a couple bottles up to the Beneath the Sea show at the end of March in New Jersey. So, have rum, we'll travel.
And I will travel. I will see you Saturday.
Yes. And so, I don't know, how are things at the Tobacco Hut this afternoon?
They're cranking right along. I've got it pretty much cleaned up and reassembled, and we're conducting work and bringing in cigars and getting things going again.
Yes. Well, CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio today, and they have some new cigars that they may be lighting up after today's festivities. Is that right,
Might
Bubble
be.
Boy?
No, definitely.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I expect several of those to be saved, or I'll hold the rum ransom.
Ah, you know what? There could be a negotiation.
We don't negotiate with terrorists.
Uh-oh. Well, yeah, you heard it from them. I'll let you work out.
I'm not a terrorist. I'm a pirate.
Ah, the only way to settle this will be
same policy.
Coleslaw wrestling.
Now, we'll hook you up, man.
How about that coleslaw wrestling? You guys could fight it out. Bubble Boy and
that's disgusting.
And Casey.
What's wrong with you?
Welcome to
Bottle Town. I have a better idea. How about we each pick a champion mermaid to wrestle for us?
A champion mermaid.
Go.
I don't know.
No.
Amber,
wait here.
What?
If y'all are going to wrestle, I'll just hold the cigars and the rum, and y'all can just wrestle.
I don't like the sound of that.
No, yeah, I don't like that either.
Where's
no, vote it down. Vote it down.
Yeah. Amber, are you available next Saturday night? We need a wrestler. No? She left.
Amber's running. She's running in from the tiki bar now.
Exactly.
Well, hold on.
She's running away is what she's doing, as I would too. But we'll figure it out. Yeah, she's down at the Gomez Hilton. She's already retired to the Tiki Bar.
Oh, I'm back.
Oh, you're back.
I'm back.
All right, we need a rustler. You know, would you rustle one of our crew for rum and cigars, Amber?
Absolutely not.
Okay, that's what I figured.
See? So I get to hold the rum and the cigars, and y'all just fight it out.
Oh, who's going to wrestle?
It was worth an ask.
Who's going to wrestle, though?
There's no wrestling.
No. There's no wrestling?
No wrestling.
Oh, man. You guys are no fun. Like, that could have been a whole new thing.
Why are you into that?
Where did
that come from?
Well, it was like you didn't want to negotiate with Casey for the cigars.
I was just joking. I told him I'd hook him up.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I think he's afraid.
All right. I'll trust you.
Yeah. All right.
Do I need to bring any more pipe tobacco, too?
That'd be for Bubble Boy.
I'm good.
You're good? You have plenty of tobacco?
I've already burnt a hole through my tongue with a pipe.
Ah.
I think you're doing it wrong.
Maybe. Yeah. That would be a sign.
You're supposed to light the big end and breathe through the small end.
Ah, why the hell did you tell me
confusion.
That?
You didn't give him instructions when you sold that to him, did you?
I'll print some out and bring them with me.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. Well, look, we got that happening next week, and it's going to be fun for sure. And if you're in the Orlando area, make sure you join us at Seminole Scuba next Saturday after the show.
Yeah, everybody should come see us at Seminole. That'll be a fun time.
Yeah, and once again, we got some trips to give away to Neil Watson's dive operation in Bimini to stay at the Big Game Club. So we got some big prizes up for grabs.
Speaking of Bimini, did you get over there for the shark diving?
Yes.
You were supposed to go in February.
Well, no, I went over there with the dive guide, and we did a site inspection. We didn't dive. We just went over there for a night, basically to kind of, lay the groundwork for the folks from The Bachelor, because they were there this past Monday, at least on TV.
Well, I think the folks from Scuba Radio should go over there this year, next year.
Well, of course, we're going to do that.
We're heading that way.
All right.
Well, that's going to happen. That's going to happen. Well, we're going to do this stuff first, go over at Seminole Scuba, and then we're going to go down to Keys and dive with Captain Slate the Monday and Tuesday afterwards.
You dogs, I can't be there. I got to run a business.
Well, there'll be more than one time to be able to accomplish such stuff. And then we got the Turks and Caicos.
I'll make it up when I'm in Puerto Rico in 2 weeks.
Well,
I'll
that's true. Yeah. Well, Casey's you're joining us in the Turks and Caicos in October, though, too,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. I am signed up and paid up, and I'm ready to go.
With Explore Ventures, yes. Okay, well, it'll be a good time for sure. So just, any of these things coming up, you can join us on one
anybody
of those.
Goes on the Explore Venture trips, we're going to probably have some Scuba Radio cigars on hand.
There you go. Absolutely. I'm getting back into the groove. I'm getting back into my diving routine, and it's only appropriate that, I do a little refresher. It's been 6 months since I've been in the water, and CJ and Bubble Boy, I mean, CJ is going to go down to the Keys with me, but it's never a bad time to do a little refreshing on your diving knowledge.
Actually, Greg, it's been 3 months.
Well, yeah, if you count my dive in the pool in Vegas, absolutely.
That counts.
Yes, it does. But as far as, refreshing, get your brain working in the right frame of mind to do a little refresher is always good. And
all right, dive guide, lead our brains into exercise.
Well, I got to give props out to the folks at Divers Alert Network. They put out a little questionnaire, a quiz about dive safety myths and misconceptions, and I figured I'd throw it out to the crew and see who's been paying attention over the years and have killed too many brain cells and may not remember all the correct answers on this stuff.
Guys.
All right. Well, first question in dive safety myths and misconceptions from Dives Alert Network. True or false, your dive computer factors thermal status into decompression sickness risk. True or false?
Ooh.
Bubble Boy, what
false.
Do you think? He says false.
Thermal status. Is that how hot and cold it is?
Your dive computer, does it factor that in when it comes to decompression?
I'm going to say false. I'm going to go with Bubble Boy.
I'm going to say yes.
False.
You're going to say yes is not one of the options. It's true or false, CJ. So
true.
One demerit for you. You're going to say true.
Who spiked this coffee?
Oh, that's the mermaid rum talking.
That's me.
Jerry the Diver Guy, what do you say?
I will say true.
You will say true.
Computers are smart.
All right, Walt or Amber or both, are you guys there? Do you want to play? Or
I'm going to say no. I know the computer keeps track
of the
temperature.
Okay, you get a demerit, too, because the truth is
false.
Truer. Okay,
false.
Okay.
I'm going to say C.
All of the above.
All right.
That would be D.
C as S-I, like Spanish, yes.
Okay, I'm going to say false, because I'm looking at the answers.
You son of a
so
bitch.
So I'm the oddball.
Yeah, you got it wrong, and CJ got it wrong. Yeah, so your dive computer doesn't take into account thermal status.
It sounded plausible.
Yeah, unless
Bubble
it's
Boy and I are so smart.
Yes, chalk one up or two up for us.
I don't even think there's an app for that yet. I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's some computer out there that's...
Give it time, then we.
It might be, but you know, your computer definitely doesn't do that, CJ. So,
I mean, it wouldn't affect you too much unless you hit like some insane thermoclimb or something.
Well, it wouldn't affect your computer. It doesn't figure that in.
Yeah.
At least according to these guys. So we'll go with that.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Snuba allows a diver to go into water 30 feet or so without tanks on his or her back. Hoses attached to a raft on the surface. Great for kids. They gain confidence, have a blast, and it's very safe. And if you haven't done Snuba, you might like it. Back from tip of the day.
Going down, going down, down where my breath is the only sound. Going down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to going down. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio, Jerry the Diver Guy, Amber, Walt DeMartini, Casey, the whole crew is here, and we are we're going over this quiz that I found from Divers Alert Network. It's kind of a cool thing, a little refresher for a lot of accomplished divers, but it's basically dive safety myths and misconceptions, and as I get ready to jump back in the water next week, I figure, why not? Let's go over some of this stuff and see if I forgot any of it or let alone anyone else, and maybe you'll pick up a nugget or two. that will help you out in your diving adventure. So the first question is, as far as we've gotten so far, true or false, my dive computer factors my thermal status into my decompression sickness risk. The answer is false, because while some computras can measure water temperature, they cannot account for other factors that would affect your thermal status, such as your exposure protection or body size. All right, so it was false. You got that, CJ? Got that, Jerry? Both false. Of you guys got that one wrong. It was false. All right, let's see if we can do better on question number two. Symptoms of decompression sickness typically occur, A, 12 hours from surfacing, B, 1 week of surfacing, C, 1 month of surfacing, or D, 1 year of surfacing. CJ, care to try to rectify your situation? Get back up on the board.
Decompression sickness symptoms
typically occur 12 hours, 1 week, a month, or a year.
12 hours.
12 hours, he says. Bubble Boy?
What was the second one?
Within 12 hours.
Well, 12 hours of surfacing, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year. What do you think?
Oh, of surfacing. I'd say 12 hours.
He says 12. Jerry?
I'm going 12 hours.
He's going 12. Casey, what do you say?
Within 12.
All right. And then Amber, Walt, you guys?
Yeah, 12 for sure.
12. We got a unanimous vote for 12, and we are all big wieners. All right, good. Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, decompression sickness is going to show its ugly face fairly quickly if you run into problems. So there you go.
Yay.
Typically. Yay, we got one. All right, question number three, true or false. Number, another easy, you got 50% to get it right, 50% chance. Decompression illness is just a quote-unquote bubble disorder. True or false, Bubble Boy?
False.
False. CJ?
False.
Okay. Everyone? In
false.
Unison. False. Oh, okay. Everyone says false. It is more than a bubble disorder. Yes. You can read up on it, Google it, and find out for yourself. All right. Question number four. If my dive buddy experiences symptoms of decompression sickness, I should A, monitor vitals and activate local emergency medical services, B, contact Divers Alert Network, C, start emergency oxygen first aid, D, go directly to the nearest hyperbaric chamber, E, answers A, B, and C, or F, answers B, C, and D. What do you think? Jerry the Diver Guy, I'll let you go first on this one.
I'll take the ABC.
ABC? He goes ABC?
But you know, they didn't have the one in there where you just roll him back off the boat and go home.
That was not one of the options. This is multiple guess, okay? So
give me ABC then.
ABC, CJ, Bubble Boy.
I forgot what they were.
The clue is recompress.
Oh, brother. Okay, I'm going to save you guys.
Just say ABC.
Yeah, I go with what Jerry said.
Yeah, okay. Amber, you agree with Jerry there, too? What do you think?
Yeah, Walt and I agree.
Okay.
ABC.
ABC is correct.
Well, wait, unless we can drink heavy to mask the symptoms.
Well, once again, it's...
just kidding.
Multiple guests. That wasn't an option.
I tried that one.
Yeah, so, yeah, you don't necessarily need to...
emergency alcohol.
Go to the nearest hyperbaric chamber if you experience symptoms. Yeah, but those first...
I'll go with ABC, too, even though you didn't ask me.
Well, I just assumed you would know this as a dive instructor, Casey, surely.
Well, yeah, but you know, I wanted to be in the competition.
Okay.
You know.
All right, you're on the board there. Yeah, we'll put you up as a winner.
You drunk the rum, Casey.
All right, we're about halfway through, so let's try question number five. What measures can I take to mitigate my risks of, decompression dive or decompression sickness? A, dive only when well-rested, nourished, and hydrated. B, avoid heavy exercise before, during, and immediately after diving. C, stay fit for diving and adjust your diving accordingly to your level of fitness. And D, know when to call a dive and don't be afraid to do it. E is all of the above. What do you say, Casey? I'll go with you first.
I'll say E.
All of the above. Who agrees with Casey?
I. Everybody.
That would be correct. Yes, all those things will help you mitigate those risks of having an incident with DCS. All right, question six, true or false, another easy one. Feeling like you have to urinate underwater is due to increasing pressure of deeper water. True or false, Bubble Boy?
The correct answer is false.
False. The pressure of deeper water does not affect your feeling to urinate. CJ, you care to agree with him or disagree with Bubble Boy?
I agree.
You agree. So false is what CJ and Bubble Boy say. Amber, Walt, what do you guys say?
Agree. I think it's false as well.
False. Jerry, yeah?
False.
And Casey.
How much you drunk the night before.
It's all false.
It is due, however, to a shark tickling your ass.
Okay.
Or a grouper on Amber's part.
I don't know. Divers Alert Network says...
That's what I meant.
The increased need to urinate underwater is a phenomenon called... Immersion. Durius. Yeah, one of those.
Immersion elimination. Is that what you're working on?
No, I don't know.
Diuretic.
Yeah, well, it's
diuretic.
Starts with a D. I can't read it this far.
It's just you have to pee.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Want to learn more? Read immersion. The urge to urinate. Okay. Yeah, it's all up there at Divers Alert Network. Diuretic. All right. Let's go with one more here. And then we'll take a quick break.
So it was false.
It was false, yes. And it does not. Deeper water doesn't affect it. More things like cold water and coldness and that kind of stuff does. True or false? Diving is a good cardiovascular workout. A or B. And it's true or false. What do you think?
False.
What do you think?
I'm going to say yes. It's a good cardiovascular workout.
Casey says true. Amber and Walt say what?
I'm going to go along with Casey.
Okay, so we got a split.
I'd say it's false. If you can dive well, then you shouldn't be exerting that much.
Exactly. Oh,
yeah. Ooh.
She's right. Wow, we got a split decision. Who is correct? Who are the winners? Who are the losers? Well, all of them are pretty much losers, with the except of Amber. But
how dare you?
We'll resolve this conflict next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Dive buddy Mark is planning to join us here in just a bit from the Trump rally that's getting ready to kick off just east of Orlando, Florida, and Melbourne. And he's going to make America dive again.
It's huge.
And create some issues, an incident or something. So we'll try to instigate that here in just a bit on the big show. But first, we got to finish up this little dive myths and misconceptions quiz that we're refreshing with here from Divers Alert Network. So the question was, diving is a good cardiovascular workout, true or false? And we have a split decision from our crew here.
Well, no, wait. I haven't answered this yet.
Okay. So what do you say,
I am
Jerry?
Going with Amber on this. I think it's false.
Say false. It is not a good cardiovascular.
Shouldn't be.
I mean, I haven't lost weight when I'm out there doing
it. All right, so. But Bubble Boy said it was?
No, I was the first one to say it.
Who said it was? Casey said it was.
I did, because nobody obviously has chased a group of students into a head current.
I have done
full
that.
Full lead belt on.
All right, well, the proper answer is false. It's not supposed to be a good cardiovascular workout.
I contest that decision.
Good answer.
If something goes wrong and it ends up being a cardiovascular workout, then you're not doing something right, like, you know, chasing down students that go awry. So there you go. It should not be. Leave the cardiovascular workouts to things like jazzercise and,
jazzercise.
Right. And Roomba.
Really? Oh, wow. Wow. Leg warmers and
things. Yeah. Catch up with the 90s gang, will you? Okay.
Hey, Greg?
Yes.
Greg, what about if they come up behind the ball?
Well, that's I don't want to really go into that on the air without getting kicked off. What do you mean?
Taint nothing wrong with that.
Hey, now stop it. True or false? Staying hydrated is not. I repeat, staying hydrated is not a surefire way to prevent decompression sickness. True or false?
And we'll get their answers.
Yes, as we regroup.
I don't
text.
Even know what he said.
Yeah, I'll tell you again one more time.
It ain't much.
Depends on what you're hydrated with.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, what our crew is, you know it's not right. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Jackie and Peter are fun. They go to concerts. They are both getting their scuba licenses.
Don't like scuba people. Uh-huh. I'm a dry land guy.
I know how you feel about fish people.
No, fish people are the worst, okay? Scuba,
scuba. I think you should give it to me.
Scuba, scuba.
What?
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
You know me.
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
That was a party.
Scuba boy.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Yes, so that's a good thing. That's why we do this show. The
somehow.
They do come together. They work it out. All right, I am Greg the Dive Master, and this is the show for fish people, scuba people, and you know people that just want to be more informed as scuba divers or potential divers. And we're doing a little refresher. Whoops. Well, we were, but...
Hello?
We had a casualty already. Casey could not hang.
He had to go rehearse with his Sunshine Band.
Understandable. He's at the tobacco hut. So, yeah, he had to go smoke a cigar or something. But, after he screwed up that last answer, I think he didn't want to.
He was ashamed.
Yeah, I think he was.
He's a shining star.
All right, so we got a couple left here. Let's try one. Is it true or false? Staying hydrated is not a surefire way to prevent decompression sickness. True or false? What do you think?
False.
False.
You say false. It is not a surefire way to prevent decompression sickness. I mean,
it's good
staying hydrated.
It's good to be hydrated, but it won't help that.
It's not a surefire way?
Not surefire, no.
What do you say, Jerry? What do you think?
I'm going against the grain.
Wait, I don't understand.
Because my Paddy manual told me.
Staying hydrated?
True.
Hmm. So you feel it is a surefire way to avoid decompression sickness or prevent it.
Staying hydrated is, but that's not what the question said, Greg.
Well, it says staying hydrated is not a surefire way to prevent
decompression. Oh, it's not a surefire way.
It's not.
I thought you said it's a surefire way.
It is a surefire way. So, see. Yeah,
I thought he said it is a surefire way.
No, it is not. So, your answer is what? True or false?
That is true.
Okay, so Jerry says true. You guys say true.
I misheard. I'm sorry.
Walt,
true.
Amber. Okay.
True.
Everyone's right. All right. Yeah, we should just go to Amber and have her give the correct answer. She has not missed one yet. All right. Here's one. Which of the following is true about sport drinks? All right. So you got your Red Bull, whatever, right? A, sport drinks will dehydrate you. B, you must dilute sport drinks. C, you should drink only a small amount of sport drinks when doing physical activities, or D, none of the above. CJ.
All of the above.
None of the above is your last option. So which one is it? Okay, just leave.
Get out! There's a ghost. Yeah. What was A again?
A was sport drinks will dehydrate you. B is you must... dilute sport
I would go
drinks.
With A.
You
A.
go with A?
Yeah.
A. All right, James and CJ say A. Jerry, what do you think? Which
I'm
of the following?
I'm going with the...
Which of the following?
None of the above.
True? None of the above. Amber, the correct
I'm
answer
gonna
is?
I'm going to agree, none of the above. I've never heard anything on sports.
Yes.
Horrible for you.
So
you said
true.
Red Bull. Red Bull is an energy drink.
Yes,
yeah, that's not what we're talking
it's
about.
It's really a sports
drink. Sport drink, energy drink.
That's more like Gatorade.
Well, okay, all right, whatever. You don't want to kill me, won't you? Why shoot me? Anyway, many sport drinks do contain high levels of sugar that are high in calories, but they are designed to keep a person hydrated in electrolyte balance, you know, like Gatorade. So when it comes to hydration, water is the best method. However, if you prefer the flavor of sport drinks, just make sure to keep an eye on your caloric intake. Yeah. All right, so there you go. Take that for
what.
So
what was the answer? B?
None of the above. None of those.
Dilute it with water?
Which of the following is true?
Didn't they say drink it but watch your intake? So it should be B.
No, no. You must dilute sport drinks? No, you must not.
This test is no good.
First it was energy drinks.
There's no debating the answers. Quit it. All right, one final. We'll see if you can redeem yourself here. This is it. All right, true or false, only strong swimmers and exceptional athletes can be divers.
Well, obviously.
True.
It's that's an extreme false. Sport.
That's what we
answer
tell everyone.
False.
But the accurate answer, Amber, would be what? What do you think? Only strong?
It is not an extreme sport.
Well, it doesn't say that. It just says only strong swimmers and exceptional athletes can be divers.
False.
False. False. Yes. But that won't keep us from lying to our non-diving friends
that
we do have superpowers. And I think
I think that's pushing it.
No, that's not
superpowers.
Extreme when you post your Facebook videos.
I can breathe underwater.
Diving is a superpower to the common man compared to the common man that doesn't know how to do such activity. Are you with me on this, Amber? Come on.
I felt pretty cool when I got
certified.
Yeah,
see?
Yeah. I'd say so.
In your face, losers. Come on. Yeah, you know, when you achieve something like becoming a certified scuba diver, you should milk it for all it's worth.
All right, I'll get to milking.
I don't even know what that means.
Let's just...
You leave that sea cucumber alone.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, I mean, it is something you should be proud of when you achieve a certain level of diving certification. Are you looking down at your watch again?
What?
Just like George H.W. Bush.
I just want to make sure it was working.
CJ is the Scuba Radio timekeeper, and he's looking down like, okay, 4 minutes. What are you? I see it coming.
18:30.
What are you answering, CJ, or is it true or false?
What do you mean?
I don't even care.
I forgot the question.
Okay. You guys. I
would like to say that amber is my second favorite color on a stoplight after green.
Okay. You see that color a lot, don't you, I'm guessing?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I prefer yellow over green, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
It means go faster.
Yeah. Well, that's
okay. Yeah, but
you
can't do that down in Bell Harbor, down in Miami. You get your picture took.
Well,
the light was yellow, sir.
I consider,
it was amber.
I consider it a glamour shot. So,
amber!
Hey.
Well, actually, I know I got my picture took a few times.
Yeah. Well, hey, it'd be your profile picture up on Facebook. Why not? That's what they're for.
Rental car picture.
Oh, it was? Okay. All right. Well, you know, we did fairly well despite, you know, missing several obvious answers from our crew. But it's good to go through that kind of stuff to refresh your diving skills every now and then. And diversalertnetwork.org, perfect place to do so. Dan.org. And I think that's just good stuff, you know, to stay fresh. What's that?
What was the answer?
To the last one?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
only strong?
Wasn't made clear.
I'm false.
Only strong swimmers and exceptional athletes can be divers? No.
No.
False.
No.
It just, but if you should milk it, and, you know, even though we feel that way, that's not necessarily the case, no. But that should not keep you from, you know, presenting that to your non-diving friends that I am superior to you. And if you want to be superior like me, you should become a diver. That's what I was saying, which you guys all agree with, right?
Yes. Sure we do.
I agree with that.
Okay. There's such conviction in your voice. I love that, CJ. I really do.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
16 minutes.
What time is it, CJ?
16 minutes.
All right.
Try to squeeze it all in. I mean... keep it moving, because we're running out of time.
Well, we do have some things we got to... get accomplished
CJ.
Here before the end of the show.
Did you hear that?
Well, I didn't hear what.
CJ.
What is that?
Smoke me.
I don't know what.
What cigars calling to me?
Smoke me.
Why? Was that
so moist and delicious?
I think it was one of the hot dogs from Sausage Party. Okay. Well.
Maybe he's trying to milk it, hot dog.
Yeah, maybe. But
you shut your filthy mouth.
All right, now Mark. All right, my diving buddy from back in the day, he is at the Trump rally today. So we are going to call him in just a bit and find out exactly, you know.
Ask Mark what a hair-lipped dog says.
What?
Mark,
Mark.
Just stop it. No, he's trying to make America dive again.
Okay.
So he's either going to do that or he's going to get kicked out of the rally. Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get him back on track to get serious.
And then
he's keeps pulling up these mermaid shots on this monitor over here.
Is that what he's
very
doing?
Very distracting.
Yes. Old scuba radio mermaid shots.
He's craving Monroe.
It's very hard to concentrate, and I apologize.
Okay.
I'm doing my best.
All right. Well, you know, we'll see how Mark is doing here. And but we also got to create some, you know, final plans for our diving down in the Keys and check in with Captain Slade.
Yeah.
So we're gonna call him. He's out on the dive boat down there in the Keys, and hopefully, scoping out some spots for.
Do you think he's gonna? I bet he sings the jingle. He always sings the jingle.
Scuba radio.
Yeah.
It is possible that he might do that when we get him on the horn.
He's got to do
that. Trust me, guys. You'll hear that at the BTS.
Very possible.
He can belch it out. Every time he walks by.
Oh, that's right. He'll be up there too.
Yeah. It'll be a party, a homecoming kind of thing. All right. That's coming up next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba radio.
Oh, wait. You're right.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Do you have a compelling story of what inspired you to become a PADI diver or PADI professional? Has your PADI certification changed your life, relationship, or career in some unique way? The Professional Association of Diving Instructors wants to share your story to inspire others to start, keep, or teach diving. For more information, please visit PADI.com/my story. That's PADI.com/my story. And thanks for choosing PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Chain up the doors and light the ceiling on fire. It's time for Shark Party.
Yes, I had a feeling that was going to happen at some point during the show today. We're always talking about sharks at some point here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And we like that. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio, and CJ had moved away from Bubble Boy, but he has re-entered the blast zone.
Call the bomb squad. Oh, there has been an incident.
Oh, jeez. You know, there's advantages for, like, Walt and Amber and Jared the Diver Guy being, connected via the web as opposed to...
Yes, remote is preferred.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. At this point.
Yeah, I'm reading the book, Killing the Rising Sun. You know, the history of dropping the atomic bomb, and that's kind of what happened.
Yep.
You know, in a, you know, closer to home kind of way here in the studio today.
You dropped a bomb on me.
Okay, there's that. But we have more important things to talk on the political spectrum. Mark, my dive buddy from back in the day, is on the phone. He is in Melbourne, Florida, getting ready for the Trump rally that kicks off here in a matter of moments. Mark, how are you, buddy? Come in.
Hey, Greg, how you doing, man? Having fun out here.
I'm sure. You're there to make America dive again. Am I right?
Yeah.
That's really the whole point.
It's me and about 20,000 of my closest friends.
Wow, 20,000 people are out there, huh? It took you how long to get over there? Because they're doing it like an aircraft hangar or something. Is that it?
Oh, yeah, it's huge. It's at the Melbourne airport. I've been standing in line for 2 hours, and I just now get up to security.
Wow. Okay. So are you going to yell at him? What, Jerry? Would you say something? What?
I told him not to tell him he knows you.
Well, no, he should yell out, hey, Donald, let's go diving. Yeah, you want to stand out in a crowd that big. That would be the way to do it. Yeah. What's that?
It's
what?
Mr. President.
Well,
you don't go, hey, Donald.
Well, you could. I mean,
would you? Really?
I mean, this
only
is
those liberals were doing that.
Yo, Don.
Yo, Don. What's up? Let's go. No, see, it's no different than getting on Survivor. Jerry the Diver guy is trying to get on Survivor. And, you know, we told him he should dress up in scuba gear and wear a pink tutu instead of a weight belt. Mark, did you do anything to represent the diving community at the Trump rally, or no?
No, I didn't actually, Greg, but thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, well, I come up with these ideas too late. Jerry, what do you think? What?
He ought to be ashamed of himself. I even went to the hospital the other day and was representing. I mean, that's a shame.
Well, okay, you were wearing a Scuba Radio t-shirt. The fact that he wasn't wearing any pants was what got the attention. But that'll just get Secret Service's attention there at a Trump rally, and that wouldn't go over well for Mark.
Greg, I misspoke. I have a towel with me that is my favorite Scuba Radio towel, so I'm going to lay that out here as we're sitting here waiting for Trump and let everybody see it.
Well, there you go. Excellent. Way to represent there, Mark. And then when they come up to you and try to escort you out, just say, hey, I'm here for the right reasons. You know,
maybe cover yourself with a towel.
Yeah.
That's not.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, but it is really crowded out there, though, huh? Is it raining?
Oh, it's mud.
We're in Orlando.
We're on a sidewalk that was 2.5 miles long, Greg, and it's, you know, packed with people for about 2.5 miles.
Yeah. Well, obviously, you guys have, some common interests with everyone out there, which is fine. But do you see any other dive hats? Do you see divers out there at these rallies, or you think? Or have you noticed any stuff, or it's all Trump stuff?
I imagine this is chock full of divers, Greg, but it's hard to pick them out. Everybody's having a great time here. It's really fun.
Okay. They're all on the down low.
Who's drunk?
Who's drunk? They don't drink at these things, Jerry. Come on. Not supposed to.
Is the first lady there or just the president?
Yeah, I don't know. Do you know, Mark? Or are they doing
anything? Nobody's here yet, but they're working on it.
They're just getting ready to kick it off. Okay. Well, we will watch you on the news. We'll look for the Scuba Radio towel. See if you can get us some TV time.
Greg.
All right. I appreciate it. Mark,
you get in front of that Fox News.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's
get us some airtime. Yeah.
4 minutes.
Yeah.
Fox News and Greg Holt.
Okay.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Right on. Peanut butter and jelly. Okay. All right, Mark, thank you so much.
Fair and buoyant.
You bet, guys. Good talking to you.
Fair and neutrally buoyant.
Absolutely. Fair and buoyant. I like that. That could be a new slide.
Neutrally buoyant.
Yeah, we got that or 20 years and still sucking on air.
3 minutes.
Fair and buoyant. I don't know. There could be something there.
But right. 20 years and still sucking on
still,
air.
On air, yeah.
I really like that.
You like that,
I do, too.
Yeah, we have to create our new bumpers, you know, or imaging for the show. That we got to kick that off at Beneath the Sea here at the end of the month. So that is, that's your department, isn't it, CJ?
It could be.
It could be. I think you got to work on that, dude. That and fair and buoyant.
Fair and buoyant.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
And then you're like, breaking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, when you have those big rallies like that, that'd be a good opportunity to promote scuba diving, I think.
Well, no matter where I go, if we end up going to a public establishment
mm-hmm.
after the show to have some adult beverages, perhaps.
Yeah.
Or dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Look what I got. See what I wear?
You have a Scuba Radio hat.
That's right.
Right. Or the
good-looking hat.
Make America Dive Again hat. I have that.
That one doesn't really fit me.
It doesn't fit you. The only problem with that one is the fans or the folks that are not necessarily Trump fans don't take the time to look at the Make America Dive
That's
Again.
That's the funny part.
Slogan.
So, yeah. So CJ, are you going to wear your Make America Dive Again hat at the BTS show?
I would, but guess what? I don't have one.
That's right.
They're very, very limited edition.
Myself and Jerry the Diver.
You can wear mine when we go over to New York.
When you're wearing your Elvis getup, I'll wear your hat.
Good point. That's right. That's right. Redneck Elvis, Jerry the Diver Guy.
30 seconds.
Oh, boy. Too much fun. God help us. All right, that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Absolutely. Save diving, everyone.
Each little snail, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot. I'm not the one. Yeah, we in love here. Down in the fire.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.